Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Marriage is a lot of hard work. Let's just put it right out there. It requires both people involved being willing to put up the time and the effort to make the marriage last, the fights and the problems. It can be exhausting. My guest today is Rebecca Zung. She's a marital law attorney and the nation's leading authority on divorce. Welcome to the show, Rebecca. Let's talk about divorce. So people cheat, people walk out, people don't talk for a while. Tell us what's going on and why people stay married even though they're so unhappy.
Oh, wow. That's a loaded question. That's a tough one. I think that there is a number of reasons why people stay in marriages because they're unhappy. I think, you know, fear is certainly the biggest one and the number one reason. It could be fear of being alone, fear of not having enough money, fear of having to pay money, fear of maybe I'll never find someone else. The stigma of divorce, not seeing your kids as much. I think there's a lot of reasons why people stay married. And, you know, some are valid and you know, some maybe not, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure that that's true. Now, do you find, as you're working with people, that and the divorce rate is just so high. Do you find that the divorce rate is so high mostly because someone cheated or just because they decided they just can't be together?
I think that the main reason why most divorces take place is really tied back to one main thing, and that is that one or both of the parties have a lack of self-esteem. And it causes other problems. So it can lead to abuse, it can lead to addiction, it can lead to adultery, it could lead to all of those other things that you mentioned. And, you know, I say that there are three deadly sins of marriage, which are abuse, addiction, and adultery, or the three A's. But, you know, really all of them lead back to people get married for the wrong reasons sometimes. They think that somebody's going to, you know, complete them or that they're going to be able to fix the other person or, you know, the money or whatever. So, and sometimes those things can develop during the marriage, of course, too. But definitely those are all big reasons why people get divorced. Financial is a biggie, too. You know, people fighting over money. You know, I would say those are definitely the biggest reasons.
What would you tell people if they're considering divorce, if they're considering breaking up with somebody? What do you say is the first steps that they should take?
Well, definitely get your financial picture, you know, so that you have an understanding of what it is. And this is really more toward the non-moneyed spouse because the person who has control of the money has a sense of the financial picture. But the person who doesn't, you know, it's really helpful to give your attorney a place to start as far as looking for assets. So, you know, just have a sense of at least where they are. Definitely have a sense about where you're going to live after you file for divorce. Are you going to stay in the same house? Is one of you going to move out? If so, where is the person who's moving out going to go? How is it going to get paid for? If somebody is moving out, what kind of parenting plan are you going to have? Because, you know, once that you've started down the path of divorce, all these kinds of things become immediate issues that need to be resolved. So that to the extent that you can kind of think about them ahead of time, it'll make the process much smoother and less stressful. The other thing that I tell people all the time is to definitely change your passwords. Change your passwords to your phone, your computer, your Facebook, to your email, all of those different kinds of things. Because, you know, if your spouse had your password before because you gave it to them, then they're not doing anything wrong by logging on in and seeing what you're doing. So that's one thing to remember. And, oh, your bank accounts, all that sort of thing. And then the last thing I tell people to do is to get their support system lined up, because it is definitely going to be a process. You know, no matter who you are, divorce is a painful process. And so, you know, whether it's your priest or your rabbi or your friends or your mom or your cousin or whoever, you know, just make sure that somebody knows what's going on and it can be supportive to you.
I think that that's important, too. You want to tell the people that you trust, because you don't want the word to start to go out before you've told the people that are going to be directly involved. And I know that that's a big thing. Now, what if divorce seems to be your only option, but maybe calling it off might be something that you need to do for one reason or another, then how do you go about doing that? Because then do you still have to pay the attorneys involved? What happens if you call it off?
Well, it really just depends how you want to call it off. I mean, really, if you've paid the fee with the clerk of court, which, you know, it could be hundreds of dollars depending on where you live, and you don't want to pay a new filing fee, but you just want to put the case on hold for a period of time for, you know, whatever reason, you can do something called an abatement. Abate the case. So it's just you both just let the court know that you want to keep the case out there, but you don't want anybody to file a default against anybody. You're not going to be doing discovery. You're not going to be doing motions. Just, you know, let it hang there for now until we're ready to come back to it. That's one option. Another option is to just go ahead and dismiss the case. And if you dismiss the case, then if you decide a year from now or 6 months from now that you want to refile, you have to pay a new filing fee and reengage your attorney and all that sort of thing. As far as paying for the attorney, it really just depends on the type of attorney that the person has engaged. If it's somebody who, you know, does a flat rate, which, you know, I don't recommend that kind of attorney because they're not usually the better ones, but then, you know, you probably are out of luck. Some attorneys have retainers that are non-refundable. If that's the case, then you may be out of luck also. Some attorneys have retainers that are fully refundable, which is, you know, the case here in my office. You know, I take a retainer that I think I'm going to need to get through the first part of the case. But, you know, and we bill for our time. So, you know, we build to draft the initial documents, the petition for dissolution of marriage, and that sort of thing. And then if you abate the case, the petition all sits out there, so you haven't wasted your money. And even if you end up having to refile, a lot of times you can just use the document again. You might just have to update them a little bit. But if you end up getting divorced, and, you know, it's not necessarily a waste of money.
Yeah, so that's such great information, Rebecca. Thank you so much. And people can see more in her book title, A Breaking Free, A Step-by-Step Divorce Guide to Emotional, Physical, and Spiritual Freedom. It's a great way to get information about this. And just in 10 seconds, Rebecca, where can people go to get more information?
Amazon.com is where my book Breaking Free is, or my website, RebeccaZung.com. Rebecca, R-E-B-E-C-C-A, Zung, Z-U-N-G.com.
RebeccaZung.com or Amazon.com for Breaking Free, A Step-by-Step Divorce Guide to Emotional, Physical, and Spiritual Freedom. Not that anybody wants to think about this, but sometimes you really just have to. So it's something that is emotional and difficult, and I don't think that it's easy for anybody, but sometimes it's definitely what you need to think about. So that's what we're talking about here. Not always easy things, but things that are important, things you do need to think about. This is Melanie Cole, and you're listening to Melanie Cole's Health Radio Show right here on Radio MD, heard every day live at 11 a.m. Central. Thanks for listening, and stay well. Vince.
Yes, Melanie. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?